Simon Shin Lamed Tes Sif Hey. A kindness as a person who's marrying a woman who's been married before. So by a mona and by a grusha. The person can't have their first active relations together on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Okay. Finally, El Simon Reish Pei, that it's a mitzvah for husband and wife to conjugate on Shabbos. So, the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Nova Beis. Ha'amon, Rishayna, Hatan. What's the reason? What's wrong with having the first Bia together? Dalmana became a grusha, both by an almana, also a woman who's a divorcee. Kimshi ba'ula, she's already lived with another man already. A woman who's lived with somebody else already. So ikra kinyan the rishasa ulamaisidah he abia pulei chuppah. So you hold that the main kinyan is not the chuppah, but the actual relations together. In other words, that in order to sort of connect her now to the next husband, she needs something stronger than just the chuppah. She needs bia. So having the bia will function as a kinyan. That's what's acquiring the maisei adayim. That's what's acquiring the yerusha. So it's the same story we had before. You can't do the act which will create the kinyan on Shabbos. Right. Okay. The Chazanish says that Mikra didn't theoretically it would be possible to do a Kenyan Chuppah on an Almana the same way as to do a Kenyan Chuppah on a Psula. However, it'd only be if a person would do a full bona fide Chuppah. It should be Nikr, it should be obvious that he's doing it for that purpose. If a person doesn't go all out, which was very common when they were marrying a woman who'd been married before, they wouldn't create a real Chuppah. But so it wasn't obvious to people that's what its function was. If that would be the situation, so it's not going to be kind of. But Hanachanami, by the case of the Almana, if you would do a full bona fide chuppah, it would work.
What's a kinyan chuppah?
Chazal. Define that there's two parts of the Maaseh Kedushin. There's the first part of the Maaseh Kedushin, which is what's called Erisin, which we call Kedushin, also known as Kedushin, the Gemara says, which is the act of, say, Reb Kadesh Lebe Devazu, but that's Meshav Yisrael. That makes her married to the man. She's also to any man in the person of the world. She's an Esh Zish, Skaiv Misa. She cannot live with her husband yet. Then, the second half of the Maaseh Kedushin, which at the time of Chazal was not immediate, they would wait. She would stay after Eris, and she would stay in her father's home. Nowadays, we do is what's known as chuppah, also known as nesuin. That's the act of the husband taking the woman into his possession. So, Machlokes, what exactly? How he does that? Some say by taking her into a room which is designated, a place which is designated for the usage of the two of them, specifically. That's the act of taking her in dispossession. That's the yichud. Some say it's by taking her into this chuppah, which has been designated, decorated, defined. That he's bringing her into his place. So that symbolic act is sufficient to make her a nesuah. Some say it's the act of the bedekah, of covering her. So she's sort of like setting her aside from the rest of the world, taking her for himself. Different ways of showing how to understand it. But the shita, all of those are referred to, in the Gemara, that'd be referred to as chuppah. So what we call chuppah is only one of the three opinions. We do all three. We do bedekah, and we do chuppah, and then we do yichud. Or sarim don't do yichud. At least I don't know. I think most sarim don't do yichud.
So is there a question that if the ceremony is called off before chuppah, whether or not they're married, if they've already gone through the bedekin?
If they've done the bedekin, you can't have chuppah before erison. So you can do the chuppah before erison, then it should be effective after the erison.
So the
chuppah
is three ways: either it's the
bedekin,
the chuppah itself, or the
yichud. Right. So now, and what he's introducing over here is that chuppah will only be effective, or what the Chazanish is saying, the chuppah is only effective when it's clearly indicating that it's this symbolic act of the man taking her to him. So when you make this fancy, beautiful chuppah, and it's obvious everybody what you're doing, so that will be an effective chuppah. If it's not, it's not an effective chuppah.
It's a basic chuppah, what are you saying?
It won't be effective. It won't have a lachuk din of chuppah. So what the Shulchan Aruch says is, so now when's the chuppah? When have they finished the act of taking to her when they have the biyah together? So that's why there's a problem over here. But in Echonami, if you would make a chuppah the way you make for a regular psula, for an almana, would work. Mishnah Berurah would say it wouldn't work, because since she was already with another man, she doesn't really fully, the process of taking her to himself is only going to be when they actually have relations together.
What's the distinction between an almana and a psula in that situation? Because it seems like the first two, you know, Shtar and Kesef would be sufficient.
Yeah, remember, so yesterday, Shtar and Kesef are effective to create Erison.
Right.
But the Erison does not get the status of getting her. He doesn't inherit her. He doesn't get her,
okay.
The proceeds of her work, etc. That doesn't happen until Nisuin.
So I guess that also strengthens my question. So what's the difference then between a Pasula and a Almana?
So they both had the Erison ready.
Yeah.
But by the Almana, so the act of which finalizes the act of taking this woman into his possession, whereas by Pasula it's just the idea of putting her in Yichud, by an Almana, she was already with another man already. He has to do some act to clearly take him to himself, more clearly take him to himself, and that'll be the actual bia.
And the kinyan chuppah is not enough by the almana.
That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, correct.
Okay. And the chuppah is just saying that no.
It theoretically would be just, you know, a path that they didn't do it right.
So, I maybe I'm not sensitive to it, but what is the... So because an almana has already been with a man, so what's the difference if she's now in yichud with this man who has gone through the other processes? Why does that not take hold fully for everybody to agree that it's full?
Whereas the function of erison is to make her prohibited to the whole world, the suan is the act of taking her to himself.
Mm-hmm.
So a woman who's not been with anybody else, so a symbolic act is called he took her. A woman who's been with somebody else, that the process should be clear to people that she's now been taken away and given to this man, is not clear until we have something which is much more significant.
Okay.
Now, Vayin Beben Ezra Simon Samadal Tzifhe, the Bershom Hamachaber, the Afamana Labin and Biyamamish. Okay, we don't need actual Biyam. What we do need is the following. If they've been in a situation of yichud which was private enough that it's possible they could have had relations together, we don't need actual bia, we just need that they're in a situation which would be conducive to bia. Now, v'lefizeh, in Kanas Esav Erev Shabbos, if they did the chuppah before Shabbos, the woman was not a nida, because obviously it's not going to be real to be if she was a nida. Pichnisa achra chuppah l'cheder mibaydan, and he took her into yichud, v'nisyachad ima v'lohoyer sham ben yadam. So Kana saw Kinyan Gomer, Mutakakak Lova Leva Shabbos. So therefore that the Kinyan is already effective Arab Shabbos. They had Yichud Arab Shabbos. And therefore, when he has beer with her Friday night, he's not being kind of anything because he was ready to kind of her beforehand.
So, was the Mechaber's case, Kones of Salmana was talking about Shabbos, he was Kones her?
Right, so the case over here he's saying is, so the Shulchan Aruch over here seems to indicate that you need an actual beer. So that's the problem. Shabur is pointing out that based on what he says over there in Eben Ezer, you don't need an actual beer, you just need a Yichud Roy the beer. So if you would have that before Shabbos, you'd be good. Therefore, you would love to have beer later on. But, Abim lo hoysa to her, mi bajam. She was in need of, and her seventh day ended Erev Shabbos. So she wasn't right to have beer till that night. Or if they didn't have a yichud, which is royal beer, they weren't in any private place on Erev Shabbos yet, so then he can't have beer with her. Again, they used to make tirchasas Erev Shabbos. So over here, as much as we said before, it's preferable to do it earlier. We said meeker than you can do it later. But by the almana, it's even stronger reason you should be zoyer much, very careful. She asks the chuppah medyoim gadol k'neshe riyah royal yachidi ma'achar chuppah to allow for time, do it early enough to be allowed for time for yichud after the chuppah. Okay. B'da. The harbach ra'anim kosu. Furthermore, the filah b'psula yeshizor l'chatchila sheis yachadu achar chuppah be'er Shabbos m'bodya. At b'psula also, it's preferred that they do the yichud when it's still Erev Shabbos. Why? The yeshavim the chuppah shalonu ma'asham irim o'ison tachas ha'kloin so'is our chuppah that we put them under these poles with this canopy over it. Kloinus is the pole which holds up the canopy. I mean, it's being used as a borrowed term referred to the whole canopy. Some say lo mikriya dain chupa. Vehima kima kudesh is baalma. According to that opinion, they haven't done chupa yet with just the chupa. They haven't done halach chupa with what we call colloquially the chupa. When they have relations that night, and they go to Yichud and have relations that night, that is now Kenyan. But, listen to this, okay? So we have to have Yichud before Shabbos. But, the Besula, Sage, Philip Yichud, Ba'alma, Mi Ba'yam, Rolabin, and Dafka, Yichud, Rolabin. As long as they're in their place, which they have their size, place set aside together, and he takes her into that place, and they're together, even if it's not necessarily private enough that they could have relations, that would be a valid yichud to be kind of.
Do you need two people?
One second. Abba began having yichupa, gemura, mekana, bepsula, kinyan gomer, lem hevi, kinesua, bechol ha-demur. So, yichud, by Psula, we don't need Yichud or the beer. Just the fact that there's a Yichud, that they're in their place together, this they have their space, that they're together, that is going to be sufficient to consider that she's already had, she's in a Sua, she's had her Kinyan, and they will not have relations that night. We give him the Chosin the rights to that room. So we deal with it symbolically as if he's taken her into his home. And that's the end of Yichud. That's what Yichud is. He took her to his home. That's a Yichud. Balkain. Imkona says, Absula be Erev Shabbos. They got married Erev Shabbos. So they saw Lecheder Mibayim. They went into this room designated for them. Avshehi Adayin Lutokta. And if they all them, Nichnosim Yotzim Bezacher. People are walking in and out. So, it's not Yichud rather be a people walking in and out, can that be you? She didn't go to the mikveh yet. Can't that be you? Rav Hochi, Osterlis Yachid, Imoi, Kadam, Bia, Rishon. A woman who's a Nira, would not be allowed to be with her husband privately because afraid he might. Well, normally, women's anita, we say that we rely on the husband to control himself. Be a rishona, they haven't had any relations yet, and she's still anita. Chazal, we're afraid that we can't ask them to rely on each on themselves. We're afraid that they might be nichshol, so Chazal would require somebody else to be there. He acquires her by bringing her into his area. He set aside this room. It's his. Some say you should get a kinyan on it. He said, it's his room now. It's his place. And he brought her into his place. That's it. I had somebody else walking in. So what? So we had a maisa by a chasna. The Adam came running that the room which was the hotel gave for Yichud was on the first floor and there was windows facing the outside. And there was these semi-sheer curtains you really could see through. It was daytime so people could see in. It was almost street level. So I remember they came running. Adam was itself was sitting at the table and the guy was there and is that a valid yichud? Because it's not yichud rolebiya. So Rainer said, "Yeah, it's not a problem." They thought he was such a meiko. And nowadays, they tell the cousin they have to lock the door. Make sure you lock the door. Yeah, there's somebody in the room. Lock the door. Mishapur says, "Just lock the door thing," you know. You give them their privacy, you know, but because you can have somebody in there, Mr. Burr says.
Wow.
So
the
Roy
the Bia aspect is not the Iker. It's more that it's symbolic.
He brought
him bringing her into his domain.
Right. As a matter of fact, some places say very strongly that it is. They should be like, it's like bring her into his home. One reason why they eat in the Yichud room is because it's like you do something together, like you'd be doing something normal in your place. So it's not just Tom Tfu because they've been fasting for the day. There's a union of eating together.
But it's not his domain, though.
It's preferred in halacha.
Father-in-law.
No, it's preferred.
In the place.
But it's preferred. I usually tell them if they could, they could arrange with the manager. They should rent it for a dollar. It is preferred in halacha. It should be theirs. And they should rent it. There's also rent makom chuppah because according to some shit, you should own the chuppah. Okay.
But the bacher, not the father's, but the father-in-law.
Right, yeah. Oh, I can pay for somebody else. I can give money that you
and
should
then
come
give
the
it, and then the father would give it to the chosan.
You could, there's different ways of doing it. The more says, interesting kinyan. I can use kinyan kesef. I want to buy some. You can't become a talmud kesef. A car can become a kesef. Or an avid. So I have a situation where I'm buying it, you'll pay the money for me, and I acquire it. And you're paying for me, so that money is as if I gave the money. Okay. He's kind of there. And therefore, in the case of where she was in need of, and the case where she was needed Erev Shabbos, she wasn't going to go to mikvah until Friday night. She goes to mikvah Friday night. But the law will allow beer Rishon and Shabbos. He's allowed to beer because he already was kind of beforehand. Like you said, Mishum kind of kinyan Shabbos. Shemar Kano is something about him. He was ready kind of beforehand. Okay, if he's there, I feel a bit bechupas psula.
This is by a psula or by an almana.
It's by a psula. Do it early enough that you have time for Yichud. This is right. So I tell you, if I ask you, where in Mishnah Berurah he discussed the halacha was considered a valid kinyan chuppah, like You say, yeah, it's Melech HaShavs, it's Mishim Lamates. I remember Adam was telling me, yeah, it's Mishim Purim, it's Mishim Lamates. I said, what? Like, why is it there? You know? Of course, I had learned Mishim Purim, and I'd take a Bechinah, but I forgot it. But,
So, a quick question. So, the last word on the Mishnah Berurah is gadol. So, what is it's just an unusual phrase. Maybe odom gadol.
Maybe odom gadol is a phrase which means that the day is still big. And there's still time in the day. Mm-hmm. Okay. The second thing I ask you, where would Mishnah Berurah talk about the issue of mixed dancing? You know, the answer is it's a bir halacha over here in Siman Shalom Bates. He decides to like talk about it on the side. You know. The Hakel Bakol, he says, once we're talking about music and dancing, etc., he brings a tshuva from Rabbi Eger and to take a look at the Sefer Zichron Yosef. Zichron Yosef, there was a maaseh where the Baal of the Shulchan, the author of the Sefer Zichron Yosef, responded to somebody who sent him the following question. There was some mixed dancing, and he made a whole big thing. And people attended to him that he should embarrass them, etc. Did he do the right thing, did the wrong thing? The answer was he did the right thing. And
that's where it's coming. That was the Havamina.
Yeah, but they're embarrassing somebody. Maybe that's, you know. So he says over here that, you know, there's. Long beer loch over here, but it's a Musa Shmuz. Beer loch. Okay. Sif Vav. Also, Lahoshit B'mayim, Dover. You can't float something. Alicha Me'atzo, to cause it to go away. It's pushing it on the water away from him. Alavi'atzo, you're sort of like pulling. Creating the current to pull the item should float to him. Okay. Kismin, you have little splinters of wood, which are floating on the water. So you want to push them away that they shouldn't, you know, get in. The person's going into it's being tiveling in the water. Isn't taking water out to drink. So he wants to push the splint, the little splinter floating on top away. So he's that's the sister of causing something to float in the water.
There's no wood there, it looks like.
Well, he didn't touch them. He pushed the water. Uh-huh. So you're causing the thing to float. Also, let's see on the count of the count. Today, the knockers of Mayim Shiyu Yafim. He can't push it away in order that the water should come out clean.
You can't redirect floating items in a body of water.
You can or you cannot.
You cannot redirect floating items in a body of water.
Correct. Okay. So the Shabura Lamed Gimel. Also, the Adam Shel Gam Ken Bechlal Gzeir Shel Loshut B'Shabbos. So remember, we had there's Chazal made Gzeir. You can't swim. Because you might come to make a flotation device. So, but in that issue, they prohibited not only that he can't do it himself, he can't make other things float either. That's all part of this issue. Also, you can't push them away to create this clean water. Now, because of Nahar, this dominant in a river. So in a case that you had a situation where there was a rim around it, like we said before. Okay, we'll talk about this. Let's see. Zion. Svina. Well, they have a boat. Im hiyoshevus bekarka hayom, v'enashataklal. It's already, right now. It's anchored. It's grounded. Better. It's the bottom of the boat is sitting in the ground. It's not moving at all. So mutar lekanes bo. You're allowed to go into it on Shabbos. If he sure kimenag asvina so this been normal. Al bishi he shot up in him. I am mutar lekanes bo. Or if it's anchored, it's tied up by the dock. Even though it's moving around in the water, it's also mutar to go into it. Okay, so the Mishnah brought the cloud. The first scenario where that it's grounded, it's not going anywhere. It's not floating at all. Avim shata, asikonas b'svina. You can't go into, if it's moving around, it's floating, so you can't go into the, it's like you're going, it's all part of this gzeira of a making a flotation device. Well, this is a flotation device, it's called a boat. Chen b'mavar shakaran from. So a from works is, I think, you had two sides of the river. You had a rope which goes across from one side to the other. You have a little raft. You stand on the raft, you pull on the rope, and you'd be pulled across the river. So that was how they would go across the river. It was called a from. See, you can't go on that. It's called a ma'avor. Ma'avor means to go across something. So you can't go on that nation. Mira kashot ba'atzma. So all these chalalas, because it looks, you know, it looks like you're in the water, you know, being supported, being, you know, buoyant in the water. So you're being buoyant through the vehicle of the ship or through the vehicle of the raft. But that's a chalalas. But if it's grounded, it's not going anywhere. Mutalikonispo. Now, but also the chol odom laharim likanes lishan b'sechol. So you need to get across. So go in there Friday night, take a nap. You wake up in the morning and says, "Oh wow, look where I am on the other side of the river." Right? Meanwhile, because the guy came in, and that was his job to take the thing across. And whoever's there is there. So this, you know, he didn't kick anybody out. So you want to, you know, that's what's going to happen. So you're not going to go. You're not allowed to go and make this trick. To do that, to end up being taken across the river. I feel the tchum, even if this is all taking place within the tchum.
What? So it means even within. So what's the habamina there that you would have thought that it would be outside the tchum, or within the eruv?
No, saying, if it's outside of the tchum, we send it in some way. It's also your person's going outside of the tchum. Outside of the tchum, what's he really doing? He's just lying down, and the guy's moving him across. He didn't do anything. See, it wasn't like he was shot up in MI. It wasn't like he wasn't the one responsible for what happened. The guy was. He was just sort of like creating a situation where the guy would do this thing to him. Mm-hmm. So he says. So you could have understood that maybe it's only us, or he ends up being outside of the tchum. He can't be outside of the tchum. I don't care how you got there, you can't be outside of the tchum. If you had a fly, that's very nice. You still can't go outside of the tchum. It's not 100% correct what I just said, but when it's on the yellow, I'll remind you how to fly, we'll talk about it.
We said before back in Simon Reshmam Ches about the idea of a person departing on a boat Erev Shabbos. He said like this, the Nichas Boat Erev Shabbos Kanasham Shvisa. The person went into the boat before Shabbos, and when Shabbos started, his place was the boat. That's where he was, for Shabbos. So Loch is Shori. So now it's not called he's going outside of the problem when he gets back, when the boat leaves. It's not taking him outside of his place. His place is the boat. Because I think we discussed this idea by my muksa. It applies regards to these halachas also, Erevin. They take effect at the beginning of Shabbos. The beginning of Shabbos was when the person's The Bein HaShemashah's period of time is when the person's place for Shabbos is defined. So over here, what's defined is the boat. It's more to the Suhabi Kibbeis, it's like his house. Right. Okay. Come welcome, Oslo is Misvina the Svina, but that wouldn't allow him to go from one boat to the next. Even if this boat will not go outside of the tchum, that's still mutter. Sorry. But you can't go from one boat to the next. The rock between a rishana mahalik is kula. In the first boat, you're allowed to move anywhere in the boat, because we deal with the whole boat as one large area. In that boat, he would define himself. He lived in that boat at the beginning of Shabbos. He was Shabbos there. He dwelled there. But in a case where, but to go to another boat from there, that would be, that obviously be also. All these different halachas are clarified over there. So the Jew had a large claim and money from a goy. It turned out that on Shabbos this guy became a chayla, and he's afraid he's going to die before Shabbos is over. So still, also the lahaskar svina ktana lelechas, so you can't hire a boat to travel to the goy. We'll see that he finishes off his sentence. It means even inside of the tchum, you can't hire a boat. The boy is like, it's not for sure he's going to die. The shema lo yamazim won't die. Or you tell the freyer, he'll tell somebody else to pay for him. So you don't know for sure that you're saving any money. I don't feel about the tchum, even inside of the tchum, you can't go. That's the first opinion. It's only from the first opinion. If it's boy is like, he's definitely going to lose his money. It would be mut. Comes the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham comes with a feel of Bar Yezekah is also. What's the tether? Even though it's definitely, if he doesn't do it now, he'll lose. Okay, so it's Bar Yezekah. Definitely was going to lose it. But who said the tether? Magen Avraham comes with a feel of Bar Yezekah also. The feel of the Dvar Mitzvah also. And Simon Tov Reishit Gimel Sevov. Even for the Dvar Mitzvah, we don't let him go across this thing on the boat. Go on the boat. So why would you think collecting the chayv is going to be better? B'chayyadam klamim dal ois chof kosev. The imtsarach laver b'mavar the mitzvah of eretz. A person has to go across this maver to do a mitzvah, which is the mitzvah itself is passing on. It only has limited amount of time mitzvah will apply, and then the mitzvah is gone. You need to do go. The only way you can get it, do this mitzvah is by going across the maver. You can't do it any other way. You have a debt by the goy. If Bari is there, he's definitely going to lose. If he doesn't travel now to collect, maybe it's mutter. To be same on the opinion, we said it's mutter. Chayyim says. So that was what the Chayyim said. But that's a heter on going across the river, which Chazal made certain terim going across the river, but they didn't make a terim for the issue of going outside of the tchum.
So, when it talks about hiring a boat, it says Svina Katana. Why does it specify the size? Would it be mucher than with a more substantial craft? Or does it make a difference?
No, it doesn't make a difference. Kshura, if it's tied up by the port, it has to be tied on both sides and type of a knot that you can't untie, so it's not going anywhere on Shabbos. Okay, that's the end of Siman Shin Lamed Tes. Let's hold it here.